you feel better, and it'll help prepare you for the big things that might be beyond your control.
That's right. Do it right the first time, and you never have to worry about it the second time.
There you go.
Do I have to admire you? I would have hung up and said some very choice words, but I was biting my tongue just listening. I just said, God, he's a better man than me.
Well, I passed the test today, but I got a feeling more tests are coming.
Yeah, you're load up, so be ready, son, be ready.
Thank
you're
you,
great. I enjoy you. Have a great day. When Jack gets in there, tell him the old man said hello.
I will. Thank you, Gary.
Bye.
More news and views after this top of the hour break. 272-9228. Jack Campbell should be joining me via video conference live from his kitchen, some undisclosed location here in Montgomery. At this next hour, at least that's what his text says. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News. I'm Chris Foster. Hiring slowed down last month with the economy adding 245,000 jobs. It was 610,000 in October. President-elect Biden today gives a speech about the economy, and he's asking all Americans to wear masks during his first 100 days in office to slow coronavirus spread.
He's also asked Dr. Anthony Fauci to stay on as a chief medical advisor. The president-elect reiterated his call for lawmakers on Capitol Hill to pass a coronavirus aid bill and says his transition team is working on its own relief package, which could be the administration's first legislative push.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. The Trump campaign claims surveillance camera video in Atlanta shows ballots being counted illegally with no supervision.
The state's election chief, Gabe Sterling, tweeted this, saying the 90-second video of election workers at State Farm Arena purporting to show fraud was watched in its entirety by Secretary of State investigators, shows normal ballot processing.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. America's listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a storm system riding along the Gulf Coast affecting the state with showers today, but it should be out of the way by the weekend. So for today, showers are likely from time to time. I can't rule out maybe an afternoon thunderstorm, especially in South Alabama. Kind of a breezy day today with a high in the low to mid-60s. Tonight, most of the showers and drizzle will fade out by, let's say, midnight, and then it turns cooler, overnight low 38. Tomorrow, start of a storm-free weekend. Plenty of sunshine on Saturday. Highs in the upper 50s on Saturday and Sunday. We'll see some more clouds than sun on Sunday, but still dry. And then a little cooler on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Napa Know How.
Nothing causes holiday stress like the words, some assembly required. Well, Napa's here to help with an Evercraft 100-piece screwdriver set for just $19.99. So no matter what Santa and his elves leave for you to put together, you'll be prepared. So save on the Evercraft 100-piece screwdriver set and other great tools from Napa. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating locations while supplies last. Offer ends 12/31/20.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
It's a season of change with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Discover the Dixie difference with special financing as low as $250. Visit calldixie.com.
Blessings, a Christian store, has everyone covered on your Christmas list. Blessings has a great selection of Christian books and supplies, including beautiful Bibles, and engraving is free. Blessings is now offering shopping by appointment before or after hours, or you can utilize their curbside pickup option. Come get your Christmas shopping wrapped up at Blessings and even wrapped for free. Blessings, a Christian store at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville, on Facebook or online at blessingscs.com.
Laser Copy is your silent partner for your business, printing brochures, multi-part forms, envelopes, and even custom wedding announcements. No job is too big or too small for Laser Copy, whether it be printing or shipping. Laser Copy can safely and securely pack and ship your UPS, FedEx, and postal packages, and they accept returns. Laser Copy can mail all your Christmas packages and deliver them safely. Laser Copy can create custom Christmas cards for your business and family. Visit them at lasercopyinc.com.
Located at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Folks, we're a few minutes after, well, more like 7 minutes after 10 a.m. here on News and Views from 9 till noon. That means it's time to talk to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. Hey, Ray, how are you this morning?
We are great. A little wet outside, but that's all right. We need rain, I suppose.
Now, didn't you mention that your brother's coming into town?
He is. He's flying in sometime today. I'm not quite sure what time he's getting here. I know that him and Dad are going over to Atlanta for something tomorrow, but he'll be here for a couple weeks. So, yeah, I need to get him on one day just to talk about life in Alaska versus life in Alabama.
I would love that. I'm sure there are a lot of similarities, though, you know.
No, there's nothing similar to it. He said, dude, he got home and it was 53 degrees and the snow melted and all the schools closed down.
Man.
And I was like, he said, yeah, well, you know, us, we even they were getting snow, we closed our schools down. If it warms up and the snow melts, they close down. But it makes sense because overnight all the roads freeze.
We do have to make that call. Let's make that happen. But how's business as we head on into the weekend here?
You know, this is supposed to be our slow time of the year.
Right.
Usually when Christmas trees go up, nobody wants a carpet man in their house anymore. We have not stopped. It has been great. We have had a tremendous year. We've got all kind of really, really good sales going on. Mohawk has really just, they've been behind us 110% to make sure the price is where it's supposed to be. So if you're looking for any kind of floor work, it's worth a call. 285-8117. Let us come out, give you that free measurement, start looking at what looks good in the home, and we'll just go from there.
Well, thank you, Ray, for calling in today. And, folks, when you call Prattville Carpet at 285-8117, be sure to ask about that free in-home consultation, 285-8117. And when you do make the call, be sure to tell them you heard Ray Bowles here on News and Views from 9 till noon.
Hey, guys, y'all have a great week.
You too, Ray. Have a good weekend.
Thanks.
272-9228. We'll be right back with the second hour officially in about 30 seconds.
Have you heard about the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest?
They're talking about on the radio, you know.
Well, you can hear it on the radio. I mean the radio. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark, and oh my goodness, Jack Campbell's on the phone.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
How's everybody else doing?
I think we're all actually a little amped up because, well, I mean, you were like this yesterday. As you see all these things going on around the election, the presidential election, not to mention, you know, we're still living life in the midst of a pandemic the best we can. I think everybody's on edge a bit.
I would think so. But I think there's a lot of legs to some of the stuff the Trump people are bringing up.
Yes. So did you watch that video in Georgia? The ballots being taken out from under the table after all the poll watchers and the media leave. Oh, we're closing up shop and, you know.
Just unreal.
Yeah. It really is. It really is. And that is meant that Brian Kemp, the governor of Georgia, well, he wants a signature audit now. He's buying into that. Yeah, okay. I hear you, folks. I hear you. Well, where were you yesterday?
Well, he's catching a lot of damn heat. Let me tell you that.
As he should.
I was talking to a friend of mine in Atlanta last night and said, man, people are really mad at him, like really, really mad. And they've been circling the governor's mansion and honking horns and everything else. So I think he's feeling the heat for sure.
Absolutely. And I reiterated to folks something we broke yesterday in the first hour, Jack, about Mo Brooks. It wasn't It wasn't clear to me how far out this guy was sticking his neck. I heard yesterday why he's taking this so personally. Like, why would he stick his neck out in this way? It's because, and I wonder if you know the story, he claims, and I think it's true, that his first election, when he first ran for Congress in 1982, back when Democrats controlled this state, they tried to steal the election from him by rigging machines, to the point that poll workers at precincts where the machines were messed up said, okay, folks, we can't fix these. If you want to vote for Mo Brooks, just write your name on the wall. Sorry you lost your secret ballot, but if you really want Mo Brooks, go for it. And that's why he's claiming, I'm taking this so personally and leading the charge here.
Wow, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, when I heard that story, I'm like, man, that is, well, that explains a lot. And what he's essentially talking about is that the Constitution puts the power in the hands of the Congress whether or not to certify the election for president. It's in the hands of the Congress. It's gone so smoothly for so long that we've never gone down this road. But for instance, let's just say Georgia comes up. Georgia sends its 16 electoral votes for Joe Biden. If nothing else happens with the state legislature, nothing else happens with the courts. They send up the 16 electoral votes to Joe Biden. Then Congressman Mo Brooks, when it's announced on the floor, 16 votes for Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., Mo Brooks says, I object, or something to that effect. If a senator also objects, then there is 2 hours of debate in the House and the Senate, and then there has to be a full vote on whether or not to accept those 16 electoral votes as they were proclaimed and declared.
Wow.
And so that is what Mo Brooks is looking to do. And he's saying he will do. He is personally convinced there is enough fraud in Pennsylvania and Georgia, and it may be others, but he's holding out to look, that he's going to present this. And he knows for a fact that other people in the House are with him on this. And he claims, I have not solicited any senators. I've not asked anybody to join me. I'm doing this on my own because of my unique political history, how they tried to steal my first election. But I would encourage, you know, if you see the same thing, this is a process the Constitution allows for.
Wow.
So I hope Alabamians have Mo Brooks back on this one in particular. Because that is talk about incoming. And let's remind folks, you know, as heated as things are now, Mo Brooks was on that ball field that was shot up.
He damn sure was.
And it was one of the most moving things I've seen in politics. No, number one, the people who rushed to help Steve Scalise, it was an incredible show. Like, an incredible show of we're in this together, we look out for one another. You know, sometimes we get into this nice, cushy little world, and all of a sudden, ugly, ugly violence, deadly violence breaks out, and you're like, oh, what would I do? Well, there are people who ran to it and helped Steve Scalise. But a reporter, being how reporters are, and by the way, I'm not some, let's just make the record straight, Jack, I'm not an objective journalist. I've never claimed to be. I didn't go to journalism school. I didn't want to go into that damn profession. I say that with all due respect, Uncle Mark. So, when I saw these reporters get in Mo Brooks' face, do you remember this? It was right after the ball field shot up. These reporters get in Mo Brooks' face going, well, do you still hold your same opinion about the Second Amendment? And Mo Brooks gave one of the most forceful defenses of self-defense, the right to bear arms, that I've ever seen. But it was a telling example for me. It's like, oh, this bad thing happened to you. So that means liberty is dangerous, right? So why don't you give up your liberty, Congressman? I'm sure because of one bad man's incredibly violent actions that you want to give up your liberties and the liberties of your fellow Americans. And Mo let that reporter have it. And that's when I really started paying attention to him. And I'm sure we have our disagreements, but I really respect the guy and think he is really putting himself out there on this election thing. So he deserves, those who want to see this followed through, deserves our support.
Well, Brent Buchanan and I worked for Mo, I think it was back in 08 when he was first elected. And anyway, he's very difficult to work with. He's a perfectionist, but he's smart. And he has very, very strong convictions.
Oh, yes.
I'll give him that.
Oh, yes. Well, and that can be the deal with smart people. They're hard to work for, especially the perfection.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Very particular.
Well, and of course, another classic moment in Mo Brooks' media history. I think he was on with Katessa Brewer on MSNBC years ago. And I can't remember what the issue was. It might have been the debt ceiling or something like that. One of these government shutdowns, some contentious financial issue. Like that. And he was making his case on MSNBC to Contessa Brewer, and she pipes in, oh, what are you like? Are you like have an economics degree or something? And he goes, yes, from Duke University with highest honors. sometimes these folks step in it. 272-9228. Well, Jack, we've been getting a lot of calls this first hour. People are worked up over what they're seeing in Georgia. I played some of also the hearing from Michigan recently. That was fiery. You know, one of the things, and this was in front of Democrats as well in Michigan, and one of the Democrats kept saying, well, I mean, how can we sit here and listen to these lies when these people aren't under oath? And, like, the witnesses and Giuliani are, like, mouth agape and then just start shouting out, we're literally reading and telling you what we fill out in affidavits under oath under penalty of perjury. What the hell are you talking about, lady?
I mean, they have been very specific. When people say they don't have any concrete evidence, that simply is not true.
Right. So it's going to play out. I think this was, as I said earlier, just an escalation of the allegations with the president's speech earlier this week, with these hearings now dropping, I mean, video proof. But it's not just a video. It's video that lines up almost perfectly with affidavits that were filled out before we had the video in Georgia. So there's a lot going on here, and I expect this weekend and next week you're going to see, well, it might be the crest of the wave. We'll see. 272-9228. We've had some folks have been very patient, Jack, so let's go to them. Clint, welcome.
Good day, Mr. Clark.
Good day.
And Mr. Campbell.
Hello, Clint.
How are you, sir?
Can't complain.
Hey, I got a message for Donkey Lori. Mm-hmm. I would like to buy a donkey.
Wait, you're in the market for a donkey?
Yes. And
why?
I like to have a donkey.
Why?
Because I want a donkey.
What fur?
I don't know which one's more stubborn, a donkey, a mule, or a jackass.
Jack.
And Laura can answer that question, but yeah, I'm looking for a donkey.
Okay. Like, are you looking to do some work or something?
No, bye. I just want one as a pet.
Okay. You just want to pamper that donkey.
Yes, and I'm going to give you my phone number on there. Is that okay?
You can if you like, I suppose. I'll write it down, sure.
Yeah, 334-531-8746. Everybody that's listening, they got my phone number. That's okay. Everybody else has it. So.
Okay, and if you can help Clint out with a donkey, or maybe it's a mule he's looking for, or jackass.
No, I'm on a donkey.
A donkey, okay. We'll we'll see if somebody can, any donkey.
And maybe Donkey Laura is listening. But hey, Joy, I agree with you. I believe that Joe Biden will become president.
Okay. Well, I was saying that.
And that may be a good thing.
The most likely outcome.
Yeah. It could be a good thing.
Yeah.
For this country. Because like Flower Child said about 2 weeks ago, and I love her calls. I hope she calls in today. But the New World Order. The New World Order will come then. We can't stop it. It's going to happen because God says it will. Period. It is coming. And this election could be the beginning of the New World Order. A lot of people listening right now may think I'm crazy. But it's going to happen, folks. And I push this one step closer through our Lord Jesus Christ and Savior to come back to this world. So,
well, we don't
be
know
patient.
The date. We don't know.
Don't
the date
worry
and time.
About it, sir.
We don't know the date and time, but we'll see.
No, we don't. But it could have been. This could be the beginning, and that's a good thing. You know, that's a very good thing. The sooner the Christ comes back, the better off we'll be, because this world has gone to hell in a wastebasket.
Wow.
We all know that.
Yeah, it's a little better than that, in my opinion. But I appreciate the call, Clinton. I hope somebody helps you out.
Yeah, have a good day. Have a good weekend, guys.
Jack, you ever owned a little mule?
No, we have never. We had horses when I was a kid, but no mule.
Yeah.
But a lot of farmers have them because they'll protect the cows from coyotes.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. They'll get them cornered and they'll kick them to death. Coyotes don't mess with donkeys.
Yeah, I love how there are these classic matchups in the animal kingdom. Like, a cobra. Who wants to mess with a cobra? Well, that's when you got to bring in a mongoose.
Exactly.
Right.
Or a honey badger.
The honey badger doesn't care.
No, he doesn't give a damn.
272-9228. Charlie, welcome to the show.
Yo, Clint's crazy.
Well, you can call him crazy or not, but he's definitely self-aware.
He wants a donkey. He says these are good things. And then he turns around and says everything's going to hell. Man, I tell you, that's a little bit confusing to me. But let me tell you one thing. Joey, you probably studied some of this stuff, but you know, Joseph Goebbels, he was, must have been the minister of propaganda in the Nazi party. He said one of the strongest things a regime could do would be to lie to the people. And if you tell that lie long enough, the people will believe the lie. The biggest enemy to the lie is the truth. So if a regime is going to get control of their people, they've got to keep the truth squashed or under control until the regime gets control of the people. And that's so true. If you look at how the Nazis went about doing things, It's just amazing.
Yeah, they it was a particular propaganda technique called the big lie. Yeah. And it actually goes all the way back to, Plato and Socrates. Plato called it the noble lie.
Yeah.
And they claim that, you know, if you want to teach a child anything, for instance, you start with stories, even if they might be fiction, but you start with stories. And we all kind of, all our lives are built on narrative fundamentally. But then Goebbels took it to a pretty evil extreme where it's like, well, it doesn't matter if it's noble or not, just make it big enough to where even those who, you know, fight against it, well, they seem like they're fighting against something like the Leviathan, so to speak.
That's true, and you see that in our, we hate to admit this, but we see that in our society, in our country today. It's just unbelievable, and I think one of the reasons why we do see it is that we're not, our young people are not being taught history the way it should be taught, and they have no clue of what has gone on in the past, so we don't repeat it in the future.
And well, we're going to have somebody on at 11 that's going to talk about that very thing.
Well, that's great, man. I'm glad to hear that because it's just it's a very frightening thing, you know, especially when you're like my age and I have grown kids and I have grandkids. You just wonder, what are they going to, if they live long enough, what they're going to face in the future. It's just unbelievable. But, you know, Jack there, y'all do a great job, Joey, I tell you right now. So
I enjoy listening
to y'all. Y'all keep it going, okay?
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
You're welcome. All right, buddy. Bye-bye.
272-9228. Yeah, what's this? We're having a historian. Thank you for the reminder, Jack. Philip Wright? Philip Lee?
Philip Lee, L-E-I-G-A.
Yes. And he actually, you know, there's been a whole hullabaloo over the 1619 project at the New York Times, you know, from 2019. I think he actually took part in, it was called the Disunion Project. It was, you know, the New York Times put it on to document a lot of the history of the Civil War, because we were coming up on an anniversary a few years ago. So, and he contributed to that. He has many books to his name, a Civil War historian with great accolades. So I'm looking forward to this conversation with him at 11 o'clock?
Yes, sir.
Very good.
He's going to call in, I think, at 11:05.
Very good, very good. Look forward to that. But 272-9228, if you want to get in on the program. We got to hit a quick break here this hour of News and Views, brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Give Kim Williams and Alabama Home Mortgage a call, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell.
How you doing?
I'm all right. We'll be right back.
Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Every great pool has a great pool partner. And I'm not talking about a flotation device. I'm talking about a team of pros that make sure your pool is clean and pristine and always inviting. For me, that team is Fagan Pool Services. Veteran-founded, owned, and operated for two generations, the Fagan family has 50 years, that's 50 years of experience in providing excellent pool service and maintenance. I picked Fagan after my previous service installed a system that failed after 6 months. Fagan came to the house, diagnosed the problem, and fixed it the same day, and they've been my team ever since. Fagan can handle all repairs, including pool liners, motors, pumps, filters, salt generators, and leak detection. Fagan pool technicians are dependable and deliver friendly customer service. I trust them completely. For renovations, repairs, and great service, partner up with Fagan. For a quote, go to Fagan, that's F-A-G-A-N, FaganPoolServices.com, or call 334-201-1819. That's 334-201-1819, Fagan Pool Services.
Caravita Village is a wonderful place to be.
Caravita Village is an all-inclusive senior community with a home for every budget. Find your home at caravitavillage.com.
Shared suites start at just $13.99 per month, including meals, activities, utilities, transportation, and more.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. Do you have a box full of old home movies or videos, and you've been wanting to have them converted to DVD? If so, we can help you. We've been in business for over 35 years here in Montgomery, and all work is done in our facility, unlike some other companies that ship them off to, well, who knows where. Is your iPhone out of storage? We can transfer your videos and photos to files as well. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
At Caravita Village, you can enjoy senior living to the fullest in a safe, carefree environment. Caravita Village has an on-site chef preparing delicious meals every day.
I love the food. It's like a four-star restaurant.
Find your home at caravitavillage.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Mallinson with Georgia Floors Direct, and COVID-19 has taken us all out of our comfort zone, but I've continued to advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting, and I've seen results during this time. So I recommend you advertise with Blue Water, too.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Folks, we'll get back to news and views in just a moment, but we got to make time to talk to Dick Brubaker from Brubaker Morning, Brubaker Motors.
Yeah, Brubaker Morning. It's a great morning at Brubaker Motors. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, hey, we've got a lot going on here. It's December, Christmas time, end of the year blowout. How about $15,000 off new 2020 Ram 1500 pickups in stock? $15,000 off new 2020 Ram pickups in stock. So if you want a Ram 1500, now's the time. Come on out and look at them. We got 0% financing on select Jeeps for 84 months. So you can come buy a Jeep and use somebody else's money for 84 months. And that's a pretty good deal. And or you can lease a 2020 Jeep Renegade Unlimited with lots of equipment on it for $273 a month. It's going to be a great month at Brubaker. By the way, y'all, there's toy drives all over town. Go drop off a toy. You can drop them off at Brubaker Motors.
Yeah, stop by Brubaker Motors or go to brubaker.com. Thank you, Dick.
Thank you.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell. How are you doing?
How you doing?
It's good to have Dick Brubaker and Brubaker Motors now on the program, isn't it? Welcome, guys. Great to have you as a sponsor. Y'all go check out Brubaker Motors. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. 272-9228. Again, Philip Lee coming up at 11:05. Civil War historian and... he's written a lot of interesting books. And, you know, we had this discussion a while back when there, the changing of the names of the public schools here locally, but also the conversations in general about the monuments and whatnot. And at the time, I admitted, you know, for instance, changing the names of the schools, you got the school board. If that's what the people going to school there want to do, they have every right to do it. But I also admitted that, you know, when I go downtown, let's say, to the Capitol building, and I see the memorial down there to Confederate soldiers, honestly, I might be able to give you, if I really try my darndest, Jack, an elementary school understanding, but it doesn't mean anything to me. And I'm not saying it's a good thing, but it should be there, I think, to start that conversation. Okay, what does this mean? What did it mean to the people who put it up there? It should start these sorts of discussions.
Yeah.
And I hope... Mr. Lee can help us with that, but even beyond just his expertise, I always find it fascinating historians' take on the latest conflagrations and like the cancel culture that's going on right now. And there's so much that is, there's nothing new under the sun, as the saying goes. And right. Historians are often the ones who can help remind us of that. So I look forward to that conversation at about 11 o'clock. We got Jenny on hold here, Jack, so let's go to Jenny. Hey.
Hey, it's Penny.
Penny. Oh. Were you in a drive-thru earlier or something?
I was. I'm getting my Starbucks. Sorry, guys.
Well, hello,
so
Penny.
I did watch the Georgia videos, and I found them appalling. And I also found that the people were so stupid not to believe in this day and age that there's not cameras around.
Yeah, when I was telling somebody about it last night, they're like, oh, come on, this can't be true. I mean, everybody knows there are cameras. And it's that's what's so ridiculous about it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's actually not ridiculous. It's actually wonderful. It's beautiful because they're so stupid. But I found it very appalling. And I wish somebody would teach them that their rights end where mine begin.
Mm.
Do you think we can teach them that lesson? I hope Trump does.
Oh, we can certainly try, but,
you know. Yeah, I know. What do you think? You think we'll be successful? Probably not.
It's what I said earlier. I don't think it's very likely, but it's not impossible. I think the most likely outcome is Joe Biden is your 46th president, or he could be the 47th if Trump resigns early and makes Pence the 46th, just to, you know, change the stationery.
Oh, I haven't even thought of that.
Yeah.
My, aren't you, isn't your mind very creative? Now, I heard the Biden interview and it had something in there about what would you do if Kamala and you disagreed on some type of moral issue? Mm-hmm. And his answer was that he would come down with an illness and resign. What is that trash?
Actually, I
did. Did you hear that?
I did not even catch this. This was an interview he did with CNN either. Or something.
Yes. I don't know exactly who it was, where it was. But I heard that, and I thought to myself, well, hell, he's already sick. He has a form of dementia.
Hmm.
And so does that mean Kamala is going to be our president?
I mean, could he have just been joking?
I don't know. You know, he has a flat affect, so I don't know. And I just heard it. I didn't see it.
Okay. Yeah, he could have been.
It's a little scary.
I've seen the right-wing media fall for that. Sometimes he is joking. And
so
I'd have to see it myself.
Yeah, yeah. I don't really think he really knew what was going on anyway, to be honest. But, I mean, that's kind of his space and time right now in his own mind. I don't know that he really knows. Because to me he said something about when him and Barack had it, and I was thinking, yeah, but you're going to be the president now. You're not going to be the VP.
Right.
I mean, I don't know if he really knows that now.
Well, I mean, I hope it's not going to be the case. Or maybe I do. He might end up being president in the same way that the Queen is the Queen of England.
Yeah. Yeah, for show only.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, you guys. Have a good one.
You too. Thank you, Penny.
All right. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Jack, did you hear that at all?
No, I was very surprised to hear that.
Yeah, I was trying to find it real quick, and I'm coming up unsuccessful, but I did not hear that interview.
I can't imagine he would say something that stupid. Well, maybe I can't.
Yeah, he's been that. If there's one thing consistent about Joe Biden, it's him being able to stick his foot in his mouth.
No kidding.
272-9228. Let's go back to the phones. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Soldier Boy.
Hello.
Hey, you said you can't believe he's that stupid. How about the people that voted for him?
Well, there weren't as many as we think.
That's a good one, Jack. How true that is. Hey, did you hear him last night? What's this thing he announced yesterday? Once he is in office, he's going to mandate at least a minimum of 100 days in masks.
Yeah, I saw that. Or no, he's going to request it. He knows.
Oh, you
he
better
can't.
Request it, because I'm not wearing it.
Well, he knows he can't mandate it.
Well, I'm sure the Democrats feel that and progressives wish that they could. They've been mandating that you can't go up in Michigan to get some paint at the hardware store.
Right. And by the way, American mask wearing is already at parity with other nations around the world. We're in the 80-something percent range. Oh, it should be 100%. Oh, all right.
And first they attacked. Remember I mentioned yesterday that Foshee was what voted one of the people for People Magazine.
Oh, Time or People? Time?
No, People Magazine.
Oh, People Magazine. Who reads that? Who reads magazines?
I know exactly. But the interesting thing about that is, didn't he announce yesterday too that Fauci would be on his crew?
Or he was going to ask him to join the crew, yeah.
Oh, my God. Mr. Trump knew it all the time, trying to get rid of that bozo. That's one of the biggest mistakes Mr. Trump's ever done, was to listen to Fauci.
Mark my words, Soldier Boy. What they're going to do is they're going to say this is the darkest winter ever.
They're not
going to do that much different than what's already been done. And then when things get better with the vaccines and other methods, they're going to declare victory. And it's all because we took such a different approach. Than Donald Trump. It can't possibly be that the infectious disease actually ran its course. No, it's that we really controlled it, and we punished the people who didn't follow our rules.
Mm-hmm. And I saw yesterday, too, he was talking about that, you know, they tried to kill Thanksgiving with all these mandates and everything. Now they're trying to do the same thing with Christmas, even harder. I guess they just said, they're attacking people, they're attacking churches, religion, you know. And Christmas, what a great day to attack. He says, if we don't do these mandates that the experts are saying, we're going to lose. This is his number again. God, he just picks numbers out of his head. Another 250,000 people are going to die from today to the end of the year if we celebrate Christmas. Is this guy a buffoon or what?
Yeah. Well, and here I found that clip Penny was mentioning, so we'll play that in a second.
Oh, please do. I mean, that, you know, what is it they said, too? It was interesting the other day I heard. It was interesting. More children under the age of 18 have died of suicide. It was in Japan, wasn't it? More people have died in Japan of suicide than they have of the coronavirus.
All of the pandemic. It's not just one month. It's not like, oh, more suicides this month than coronavirus deaths this
month.
No, more suicide deaths in a month in Japan than all of the pandemic.
Oh, that's right. The whole pandemic in Japan, right?
Right. Now, Japan has, it's part of their culture, they do have a higher rate of suicide than normal, but this is even higher for them. It is, it's unconscionable, really.
Isn't that scary? And, you know, and it's up on suicide rates also of children in the United States under the age of 18.
And nobody should take that option, but I'm sure the solution to that would be like, hey, let's make the federal government make that illegal. You can't even escape us in the grave.
Mm-hmm. Well, who was that? Remember Dr. Kevorkian? People who were terminally dead, they arrested him for assisting people in passing, and it's their own life. So it's illegal. It should be illegal in this country to take another person's life.
Yes.
But if you choose to take your own life, isn't that your own freedom and your own choice?
Yeah, it's.
I'm not advocating
the worst choice possible. But yeah.
Well, you know what? Not sometimes if you're terminally ill, though. Sometimes if you're in pain and everything, you should have that choice. You know.
Well, and we do have DNRs and living wills and these sorts of things. Yeah.
I guarantee. When my dad went through Alzheimer's, you know, they say people. They've shown people who have been in a coma for 10, 20, 30 years sometimes come back out of their coma, and they're perfectly okay. Nobody, not one case has ever shown of, you know, Alzheimer's. When I saw my father passing and went through the different stages of Alzheimer's, at many times, there's a difference between existing and living.
Yeah, you're right.
And it's amazing how we'll put our animals down out of respect for their lives and their pain and suffering. We'll do that to our dogs and our cats and our, you know, other animals. But we can't do that for our own family members in this country. I even asked the doctor a couple of times. I said, what this is doing to my family, my sister, and my mother. My father would not want it. I know my father's wishes. He told me one time, he said, son, he said, do me a favor, take my life. I said, what do you mean? And I said, well, if I ever come into this world and I have to have somebody wipe my rear end and put diapers on me, I don't want to go out that way.
Well, Soldier Boy, what you're saying is very, very real. You're hitting actually quite close to home. Anything around this, though, legally is quite precarious, as the Kevorkian example. But in terms of seeing a parent go through that, I understand you completely, and I'll leave it at that, and I got to run.
All right. You have a great day, guys.
Thank you. 272-9228. How you doing, Jack?
Fine. How you doing?
I'm all right. We got to hit a break. And I want to come back and play this Biden clip. Apparently, in the clip, he says, all kidding aside, but I don't know. We'll see. I want to judge for myself, watch the clip, hear it myself. We'll be right back. More news and views from 9 till noon after this quick break.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
When you add it all up, the place to take your car for service is C Square Performance Automotive. Here's Chris Bowers, a certified mechanic at C Square.
We do it all. Oil changes, brakes, alignments, engines, and transmissions. With all the top brands of tires and the skilled professionals you know and trust.
If it involves your vehicle, C Square Performance Automotive on Madison Avenue in Montgomery has the equipment and personnel to get you back on the road fast. Plus, all work at C-Square has a 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty and no credit check financing. To make it easy, C-Square Performance Automotive will pick up, service your vehicle, and return it to you in the downtown area. If you're a state employee or work anywhere in the downtown area, let C-Square save you time with their pickup and delivery service. Right now, C-Square has immediate openings for certified mechanics to work Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Excellent pay and paid vacation. Stop in and fill out an application as there are a limited number of openings. C-Square Performance Automotive. You will trust us and your car will love us. 715 Madison Avenue.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Walk-On's Bistro and Bar. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Cajun cuisine, cocktails, and games on the big screen. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, located on East Chase Parkway in Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a storm system riding along the Gulf Coast affecting the state with showers today, but it should be out of the way by the weekend. So for today, showers are likely from time to time. I can't rule out maybe an afternoon thunderstorm, especially in South Alabama. Kind of a breezy day today with a high in the low to mid-60s. Tonight, most of the showers and drizzle will fade out by, let's say, midnight, and then it turns cooler, overnight low 38. Tomorrow, start of a storm-free weekend. Plenty of sunshine on Saturday. Highs in the upper 50s on Saturday and Sunday. We'll see some more clouds than sun on Sunday, but still dry. And then a little cooler on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here. Some folks might call you customers, but at Capital Tractor, we're privileged to call you friends. You're the reason we go the extra mile in serving you with quality Kubota equipment. From our family to yours, thank you. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Christmas comes a little early this year thanks to the folks at the Health and Wealth Show. Saturday afternoon, December 5th. From 1 until 3, David Ernest and his merry minions will be live in front of Anytime Fitness, 8125 Decker Lane. Santa will be there. Elvis will be there.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you very much.
Well, he's here now. So you better be there. We'll have a lot of Yuletide fun, and it's all absolutely free. Elvis, you got anything else?
Merry Christmas, man.
You little mink. Don't forget, Saturday, December 5th, from 1 until 3 in the afternoon. It's an early Christmas celebration from the folks at the Health and Wealth Show. If you need more information about the event or if you need some really good financial advice, call David Ernest, 279-7431. Sponsored by Ernest Financial, LLC.
Old Cripple Tree, Old Cripple Tree.
Save it for the event, Elvis.
All right, man.
At Marguerite's, we make it, we really make it. And for this Christmas, for $99, we've made a gemstone diamond drop earrings. That's right, in all your birthstone colors. Unbelievably, only for $99, we do it in 14-karat white or yellow gold with the birthstone of your choice. Only at Marguerite's do we do a Christmas special for $99. Nobody else in the country touches us. We're in the Pepperidge Shops. We're open every day to Christmas. Come visit us. Let us help you out. Don't miss up on the $99 Christmas special drop earrings.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell.
Hi, you darn.
Darn, all right. Before we get into this clip from Joe Biden, is it a joke? Is he trolling or is he serious and going senile and crazy? We'll figure it out here in a second. But first, this hour, News and Views brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Folks, you're leaving money on the table. If you don't call Alabama Home Mortgage today, pick up that mortgage statement. If you haven't refinanced or even thought about it in years, you can save so much money. She's been doing that. Kim Williams has been doing that for so many of our listeners, veterans, people who aren't veterans, people with jumbo loans, smaller loans and mortgages. She can save you hundreds of dollars a month, adds up to thousands over the course of a year. Skip up to two payments when you refinance with Alabama Home Mortgage. In fact, so many folks have done this right at the end of the year. They didn't have a mortgage payment for November or December. That really helps with the holidays, and it can help to start off the beginning of 2021 after a crazy year this year. So check out Alabama Home Mortgage today and call them. Because why call Alabama Home Mortgage, Jack Campbell?
There is a difference in mortgage companies.
Absolutely. 567-4223, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. So, we have the tape queued up. This is from CNN. Let's listen in. About a minute or so long.
The first lady to be told me she holds them for you.
Yes, she does. But not with she and Kamala have become friends. Yeah. But all kidding aside, it's a matter of the thing. We are simpatico on our philosophy of government and simpatico on how we want to approach these issues that we're facing. And so I don't have, and when we disagree, it'll be just like, so far it's been just like when Barack and I did. It's in private. She'll say, I think we should do A, B, C, or D. And I'll say, I like A, don't like B and C. Mm-hmm. And it's go, okay. But, and I, like I told Barack, if I reach something where there's a fundamental disagreement we have based on a moral principle, I'll develop some disease and say I have to resign. We don't have that. We haven't, and we discussed at length mm-hmm. our views on foreign policy, on domestic policy, on intelligence. And the great thing is she has a background in the Senate on intelligence.
Okay, hold on. So we went past the key moment there. What did you think, Jack?
I couldn't tell. I mean,
that seems like Joe being Joe there. Like, in he was in reference to, I'll tell Barack, oh, I'll get some disease and resign. Like, it sounded kind of like a Joe Bidenism right there talking to Obama.
Kind of a little tongue-in-cheek, perhaps.
Right. And these go way back with Biden. We've got the clips. Though in the midst of what we're going through right now with the pandemic and with all the rumors surrounding him, no, maybe he's trolling. Maybe he said that on purpose. Get people all, you know, liquored up. Though that could be a fun game. Let's have like a, not a literal Deadpool. I'm not wishing dead on Joe Biden or anybody like that, but like a presidential resignation. Like let's take out a pool, a betting pool on when will Joe Biden stop being president?
When Nancy Pelosi forces them out.
So you're thinking all that 25th Amendment talk was meant not for Trump, but for Joseph Robinette Biden Jr.
I don't know. I mean, I think they're certainly considering it because, listen, anybody in their right mind knows that Joe Biden is not in his right mind. I mean, come on. This guy, I mean, he has a hard time remembering stuff. And I think that's one of the reasons that he didn't go full-fledged in campaign. Because, you know, the longer he's out on the trail, the worse it gets. You know? Right. I don't know.
Yeah, well, it is bizarre. It is bizarre. Like, I'll put it this way. I don't hate Joe Biden. But I just find what he has said on the campaign trail and the way he has presented himself really turns me off. And I know it's people live in different worlds. How could you possibly think that about Joe Biden? It's a long story. I'll put it this way. I get really tired of the, like when he said stuff like, we need to save the soul of the nation. It's like,
oh, I know, really.
It's like, leave my soul alone, you creepy old man.
Well, I mean,
that sort of stuff drives me nuts.
Me too. I don't mind inflated rhetoric during a campaign, but to make statements like that, we need to, I was with you, the soul of the nation.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even know what that is. I'm not sure I do.
It's a type of music, right?
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Yeah. Yeah, that's ridiculous. So, I mean, we'll see. And honestly, I've been watching, you know, the appointments and a little bit of what's going on with the incoming Biden administration, but I'm not sitting there doting on every word of what the media has declared to be the president-elect. And
right.
I check on that reality, that alternative reality. You know, who's the real one and who's the alternative? It could be they're both true. But right now there's a lot going on with Trump and his team, enough for us to cover. But no, that's interesting. That's interesting. We'll see where that goes. And again, I think the most likely outcome is you will have a 46th president, Biden. But we shall see. 272-9228. Coming up, Philip Lee, great historian. Civil War buff, actually. And more than just a buff. It's, you know, every guy who goes through a midlife crisis, like, oh, I'm going to start smoking cigars and watching Ken Burns documentaries. But no, this guy actually, he really has studied the topic thoroughly, a lot of different books on the subject, and born in 1947. And he actually contributed from 2012 to 2015, 24 articles to the New York Times Disunion series, which was to commemorate the, I don't even know how to say that word, sesquicentennial?
Sesquicentennial, 150 years.
Easy for you to say. Yeah, 150-year anniversary to commemorate the Civil War. So, yeah, very, very insightful writer, historian. Look forward to talking to him in just a moment. This part of the program, folks, brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers and Troop Booth. If you're looking for fine antique jewelry pieces, whether to buy them or sell them, you need to stop by Heirloom Jewelers and say hi to Troop Booth. Train to the gym.